The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Shane Ross, the former Minister for Transport. He is here with me to talk about a very serious issue, it has to be said, something that we have covered in great detail on this show, as have other shows in recent weeks and months. And it is the increasing level of death and destruction on our roads. There's no other way to describe it. Shane, you're very welcome to studio, and thanks a million for taking the time to speak to us. The conversation and the focus is often around driver behaviour and around the Gardaí and the need for enforcement, both of which are important. But I know you think as well that politics has to play a part in this, politicians, and there's partly a political solution. Is that fair?
Yeah, that's fair enough, Kieran. The current narrative, which is coming from a lot of quarters and interested quarters, is, as you say, everybody says that this is an emergency. This is not a crisis. It's a real serious emergency. And we're hitting levels never hit before, and we are the laggard in Europe. We're the worst last year in Europe in terms of increase. Our numbers went up. Only six European countries' numbers went up. We were the worst, and all the others went down. 26 went down. What I'm saying here is this. This has become a political football. The narrative is, if you ask politicians, they'll say, oh, it's enforcement. If you ask the RSA, they'll say the problem is enforcement. That's pointing their fingers at the Gardaí. Mm. They're saying the Gardaí are not doing their job and enforcing the law. They're right, partially, of course. There are lots of stakeholders, people, lots of people here to blame. And if there were more guards on the road, it would be better, undoubtedly, and it would prove it would, that could be proven conclusively. But the evidence that I have, and I have as a minister, and I think is the case at the moment, is quite clear that there is no political will, particularly amongst the Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael backbenchers, to introduce the type of tough legislation which is necessary to get this particular problem in order. Now, the evidence is very clear. From my own time as minister, and anybody, any of your listeners can look this up on the internet, just Google graduated speeding bill. I introduced a bill on speeding, which is the main problem. It is the principal problem. Nobody disputes that, which came in, I think, which I introduced in 2017. I brought it to the cabinet, and there was murder in the cabinet from my Fine Gael colleagues. They didn't like it. They didn't like penalising speeding. I had the same experience with when I introduced drink driving. The backbenchers in both Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael didn't like it. We forced it through, through gritted teeth. We fought the drink driving thing through. The speeding bill, I was forced to dilute. And that is absolute fact. You can check that up. I was forced to dilute the penalties because a large number of people didn't, large number of ministers didn't like it. I did that. And to be fair to Leo Varadkar, he supported me completely. But he came to me just before the cabinet and he said, look, this is just coming to the cabinet. It was all agreed. He said, we're going to have to dilute it. The boys won't take it. And they wouldn't. So we had to dilute it. And we did dilute it. And it was ready then. Reluctantly diluted, but it was better than nothing as far as I can see. It was ready then for the change of government. When we went out of office, it was ready. On the books, ready to go. And it was just quietly dropped. Now, that bill is ready to go. It is anti-speeding. It takes measures against speeding, which were apparently too draconian for both Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael at the moment. Now, that means that the heart isn't there really to do it. They don't like, and they never have liked, any legislation of this sort.
And why do you suspect that? Because politicians, more than any other cohort in society, are kind of acutely aware of the precariousness of their jobs and of re-election. And, I mean, the suggestion, I guess, is that they are opposed to this because they think their constituents might be opposed to it.
Definitely. There is
so which speaks to what? A culture in this in society, or an attitude that, you know, they don't want government kind of interfering in how they drive?
They feel they have a right to drive their cars. And they feel they have a right to drive their cars. The people who oppose this, and I'm not saying, of course, it applies to everybody, not at all, but there are vested interests and groups who believe this. But they feel they have a right to their cars, and they see, to some extent, they see all legislation which is penal like this as attacking rural Ireland. And that's because, and this is understandable, and we've got to understand, deep in the rural Ireland psyche is, yeah, up in Dublin, you've got good transport. If you're put off the road, it's okay for you. You can just get a bus or you can get Dart or Lewis, etc. Down the country, if they're put off the road, they've no way of getting to work. That's what they say. The answer to that is don't drink and drive then, and don't speed, and then it won't happen to you. You know, it is tougher. It's a different environment. But this is about killing people. This is about how people handle a weapon which kills. And you're going to have to do this responsibly. And it's the government's duty not to give in to that sort of pressure. And a lot of the pressure came on from the vintners, for instance, when we were doing the drink driving. Mm. The vintners didn't like it, and they put pressure. They funded some country TDs, and they put pressure on them to oppose it. So it's up to the government, if they're genuine about it, and they're all making lots of sounds about how awful it is, and they're quite right about that, and I'm sure they believe that. But they are absolute cowards when it comes to introducing the legislation which is necessary, and they won't have it.
And I don't expect you to break cabinet confidentiality fact.
Don't worry.
But how fiery were the debates?
They were
with
pretty
those
tough. Yeah,
ministers who were opposed to this.
Yeah, I mean, there were lots of people who were against it.
And what was their response when you put that to them? You know what I mean? What your legislation sought to do was to make people comply with the speed limit and not drink and drive. What was the response?
They came up with all sorts of different excuses and different reasons, but it was basically they were getting pressure from their constituents. They would say it was the nanny state and people oppressing northern rural Ireland. They didn't really rationalise. They didn't take on the figures, the facts and the figures, some of which I've just quoted to you, which are just incontrovertible. It's a deep instinct, I think, in the, and it was a rural-urban divide. I have to say that. It was very, very much that way. In the cabinet, I mean, I'll name the people if you like, but you probably don't want me to. In the cabinet, it was mostly the rural ministers who opposed it. It was all the rural ministers.
What rural ministers opposed it?
Charlie Flanagan. Who else opposed it? Michael Creed. And Paul Keogh, who's sitting beside me, opposed it, and several others as well opposed it. And it was a really split cabinet on this, and it was very, very difficult to get through. In fact, I'm not even sure we didn't get it. It didn't go to a vote. There was never a vote in the cabinet when I was there. Actually, I'm not even sure that I had a majority. But the Taoiseach said it's gone through.
And would they have also put the argument to you that and we acknowledged at the start of this conversation that the issue wasn't more laws, the issue is enforcement. Quan Shane, if we just got more guards in the street, we wouldn't need any of this.
At the time, that wasn't quite the narrative, actually, I must say. It was, it was certainly on the drink driving thing, there were all sorts of other excuses. Some of them would say, and some of the backbenchers would say, it's ridiculous, a pint is nothing, two pints is nothing, this is the way of life, you're closing the pubs down. That was a big argument. You're the guy who's actually going to close down rural Ireland pubs, etc. There were all sorts of arguments, but they wouldn't take on the really serious arguments that this is going to save lives. And in 2018, when that bill passed through, we had the lowest numbers of deaths that we've had for many, many years.
Is that something they were pointing at? We actually don't need to do anything. Look at the trend. It's downwards. The roads are getting safer.
Well,
leave it as is. Obviously, that's not a trend you can point to anymore.
They were saying you can't prove it. You can't prove it. I was saying, look, that worked. That worked. All the publicity and all the fuss that was kicked up about it made people realise that they were going to be prosecuted for something like this, and they'd better not do it. And the numbers did go down. 2018, we were either second or first in Europe and won all sorts of awards for the improvements that we made. And that was because the government was prepared, very reluctantly, to put in legislation. It got into the psyche that there was some very strict laws which would penalise them. This is what's got to be done, and it is absolutely no good. It may be good for the government, but it's no good for people or victims to be saying, if only the guards did it, be all right. They've got to give the guards. They've got to give the guards the measures to it.
And do you think that's what's missing from the discussion at the moment? This part of the picture.
I think there's several stakeholders, but I think the government definitely is completely and utterly negligent and about this particular. It's ducking and diving. I think the Gardaí definitely aren't enforcing, but they don't have the manpower. They don't have the woman power. They don't have either of that. I think the RSA, which is now coming under a great deal of scrutiny, should be challenging the government more so. The RSA was completely and utterly behind this bill that I had, the graduation speeding bill, but they're not now standing up and saying, hey, where is it? Now, why aren't they standing up to the government and saying, where's the legislation? Why aren't you legislating properly? What they're saying is quietly, they use the word enforcer, but it's actually and they're all pointing at the Gardaí.
Former Minister for Transport, Shane Ross. Shane, thanks a million for joining us in studio.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.